Anyway, so it's Movember. This started way back in about 1998, I think in Australia, as in Men's Health November. Because most of the world, it's not a particularly important season. It's not yet Christmas. There's no other major festival. I know in the United Kingdom there's Bonfire Night and Remembrance Day, but in most countries, you know, Veterans Day, whatever you call it, it's not so big. Anyway, so it's a month to concentrate on this, and it's not Black History Month, that's October. So men who don't grow facial hair, to encourage them to cultivate some facial follicles, and men who do have facial hair usually to shave it off or at least part of it off. Idea to start conversations about men's health, particularly cancers which are peculiar to men, testicular cancer, prostate cancer, I don't know, are there any more? And in fact, things which are not exposed to men, men can get breast cancer. It's much more unusual amongst women, but it does happen. So because men aren't so good about admitting things hurt, because boys don't cry, they feel they're a wimp, not going to the doctor till it's too late. So everything you grow will save a bro. That's the idea. So that's why I'm growing this moustache. I'm in fact very anti-moustachist, and I loathe it. But, so I'm doing this now, because you're meant to do it strictly from the 1st of November and finish on the 30th of November, shave off that night. But I will be getting rid of it now, because I'm going to some horse races with people on this weekend, and they insisted that I get rid of it. Say, well, we wouldn't have even agreed to see you last night if we'd known you had this moustache. So I'm in fact, very anti-moustachist. And this is the kind of sacrifice I'm making for the brotherhood, you know, growing facial hair, which I think is repulsive. So some people think moustaches are great. I think they're terrible. I heard one woman say that a beard is fine as long as you get trimmed. A moustache is something to hide behind. There's something wrong with the man with the moustache. But I don't quite concur. I know in some countries like India, most men have moustaches. But anyway, enjoy this moustache whilst you can. I'm going to get rid of it today. I know you're meant to keep it to the end, and I'm slightly chickening out. I had wanted to get rid of it because it revolts even me. I'd have to see it most of the time. Other people do. But so just recording it before the moustache goes. What do you think, distinguished? Do I look just like a First World War moustache? That'd be thinner. Or 19th century moustache. Why would you grow hair just above your mouth and nowhere else? All right, I think I'll never do November again. Right, thank you, everyone. Say goodbye to the moustache. Goodbye.